Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, and delighted to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to their parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for their Sunday obligation. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, whom should I dread? When those who do evil draw near, they stumble and fall. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us humbly call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, from whom all good things come, grant that we who call on you in our need may at your prompting discern what is right, and by your guidance do it. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the first book of Kings. The brook near where Elijah was hiding ran dry because no rain had fallen in the land. So the Lord said to Elijah, "Move on to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have designated a widow there to provide for you." He left and went to Zarephath. As he arrived at the entrance of the city, a widow was gathering sticks there. He called out to her, "Please bring me a small cupful of water to drink." She left to get it, and he called out after her, "Please bring along a bit of bread." She answered, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked. There is only a handful of flour in my jar and a little oil in my jug. Just now, I was collecting a couple of sticks to go in and prepare something for myself and my son. When we have eaten it, we shall die." Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you propose. But first, make me a little cake and bring it to me. Then you can prepare something for yourself and your son. For the Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'The jar of flour shall not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, until the day when the Lord sends rain upon the earth.'" She left and did as Elijah had said. She was able to eat for a year, and Elijah and her son as well. The jar of flour did not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, as the Lord had foretold through Elijah. The word of the Lord. Lord, let your face shine on us. Lord, let your face shine on us. When I call, answer me, O my just God. You who relieve me when I am in distress, have pity on me and hear my prayer. Men of rank, how long will you be dull of heart Why do you love what is vain and seek after falsehood? Lord, let your face shine on us. Know that the Lord does wonders for his faithful one. The Lord will hear me when I call upon him. Tremble and sin not. Reflect upon your beds in silence. Lord, let your face shine on us. O Lord, let the light of your countenance shine upon us. You put gladness into my heart more than when grain and wine abound. Lord, let your face shine on us. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Through the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, our two readings, our first reading and Gospel today, speak about food in a certain sense. In our first reading, we hear about flour, that this widow of Zarephath, who's there with her son, and Elijah comes and begins speaking with her and says, "You should make a little cake and bring it to me and then prepare something for yourself." But she was worried about the amount of flour that she had, and in fact, she was preparing for her own death. But Elijah says, "The jar of flour shall not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry." And so she was able to eat for a year, and Elijah and her son as well. Well, what does this tell us is that God provides. Well, first of all, God provided for Elijah because Elijah was told by the Lord, "Move on to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have designated a widow there to provide for you," because the stream of water had run dry, so he has to move on. God provides this widow so that he might receive hospitality, that he might be fed, that he might have his thirst quenched. But then God also provides for the widow, doesn't he? Because this widow, preparing for her death, all is bleak. Well, Elijah comes and gives her greater purpose in life. And so God has provided for her by sending Elijah to her and for Elijah to prophesy to her so that God could continue to provide enough flour for the rest of her days on earth. Our gospel then talks to us about salt. And maybe, now I never do this because I believe that when someone prepares a meal, they have properly seasoned it. And sometimes it's maybe even, I grew up, my mother was a cook, and so sometimes if you would season things, it would be insulting to the cook, like they didn't do a good job. So we salt things, we put salt and pepper. Where I live in Door County, we have a special side of pork called side pork, which is the belly of the pig, and a lot of people will cook this side pork on their fire. But one of the things you do is you put seasoning on it. You might, popularly, people put Lowry's seasoning on it. They might put other types of seasoning, pork seasoning or steak seasoning. They make different blends. People have put brown sugar on it, which caramelizes it, makes it kind of like a candied bacon in a sense. So we do season our meats, for example, and salt was used to preserve things as well. So Jesus tells us that if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It's no longer good for anything. And so what do we take away from that, this food analogy in our reading today, except that everything God has given a purpose to. So salt has a purpose to make something taste better, to bring out taste. So there is a purpose for the salt. Well, for the widow of Zarephath, God gives her a purpose. God gave Elijah a purpose in her own life to bring her a moment of, I can be extend this hospitality. And so as we consider being the salt of the earth, well, what is our purpose? And Jesus really goes on to explain that in another analogy that he has. So he says, your light must shine before others that they might see your good deeds. Well, what's our purpose? Well, our purpose is to attain eternal life. Our purpose is to help other people on that path to salvation. Our purpose is to love our neighbor as ourselves, to carry out the corporal works of mercy as Jesus so outlined in Matthew 25. This gives us purpose. It allows us to let our light shine before others and that they might see the good deeds and give glory to the Father. There are times where someone might look at another fellow believer and say, well, they're letting their light shine, and it's shining so brightly in my life, I want to somehow capture that. I want to duplicate what they have in my own life. And so I set out to see what it is, how they let their light shine, how God is at work, and how God can be at work in my life. Well, if we have extra food, like this widow of Zarephath, she didn't have anything much, but God provided, and so she was able to extend hospitality. Well, maybe for us, we donate something to a food pantry, and that's a way in which we let our light shine before others, and then the poor who have their needs provided for, well, then they give glory to God the Father. Truly, God provides for each and every one of us. He provides for us out of his abundant goodness, and as he provides, he gives us a deeper purpose in life so that we might know him and that we might love him and that we might make him known. Let us now lift up our prayers, a petition to our Heavenly Father, for Pope Francis and his leadership of the Church, and that all bishops and priests will inspire vocations to the priesthood by their example. We pray to the Lord. For peace in our restless world, that war and violence will cease, and all people will realize the peace that only comes from Jesus our Savior. We pray to the Lord. For our government leaders, that they will make wise decisions that protect human dignity in all its stages and circumstances. We pray to the Lord. For an increase in the virtues of humility and holy purity to strengthen marriage and family life, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Jan Harmon, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. And we pray for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. O Lord our God, we turn to you in our every need, confident that you help us, that you provide for us, and that you send us the right people in our lives. Hear our prayers this day, so that we might always give you glory for the good you have accomplished through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Lord, accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Look kindly upon our service, O Lord, we pray, that what we offer may be an acceptable oblation to you and lead us to grow in charity through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just to give you thanks, truly just to give you glory, Father most holy. For you are the one God, living and true, existing before all ages and abiding for all eternity, dwelling in unapproachable light. Yet you, who alone are good, the source of life, you have made all that is, so that you might fill your creatures with blessings and bring joy to many of them by the glory of your light. And so, in your presence are countless hosts of angels who serve you day and night, and gazing upon the glory of your face, they glorify you without ceasing. With them we too confess your name in exaltation, giving voice to every creature under heaven, as we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give you praise, Father most holy, for you are great, and you have fashioned all your works in wisdom and in love. You formed man in your own image and entrusted the whole world to his care, so that in serving you alone, the Creator, he might have dominion over all creatures. And when through disobedience he had lost your friendship, you did not abandon him to the domain of death, but you came in mercy to the aid of all, so that those who seek might find you. Time and again you offered them covenants, and through the prophets you taught them to look forward to salvation. And you so loved the world, Father most holy, that in the fullness of time you sent your only begotten Son to be born of to be our Savior, made incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He shared our human nature in all things but sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, and to the sorrowful of heart joy. To accomplish your plan, he gave himself up to death, and by rising from the dead, he destroyed death and restored life, that we might live no longer for ourselves but for him who died and rose again for us. He sent the Holy Spirit from you, Father, as the first fruits for those who believe, so that bringing to perfection his work in the world, he might sanctify creation to the full. Therefore, O Lord, we pray, may this same Holy Spirit graciously sanctify these offerings, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the celebration of this great mystery which he himself left us as an eternal covenant. For when the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, Father most holy, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end, and while they were at supper, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, taking the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, he gave thanks and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. the mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, we remember Christ's death and his descent to the realm of the dead. We proclaim his resurrection and his ascension to your right hand. And as we await his coming in glory, we offer you his body and blood, the sacrifice acceptable to you, which brings salvation to the whole world. Look, O Lord, upon the sacrifice which you yourself have provided for your church, and grant in your loving kindness to all who partake of this one bread and one chalice, that gathered into one body by the Holy Spirit, they may truly become a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your glory. Therefore, Lord, remember now all for whom we offer this sacrifice, especially for your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops, all of the clergy, those who take part in this offering, those gathered here before you, your entire people, and all who seek you with a sincere heart. Remember also those who have died in the peace of your Christ and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. To all of us, your children, grant, O merciful Father, that we may enter into a heavenly inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and saints in your kingdom. There, with the whole of creation, freed from the corruption of sin and death, may we glorify you through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. My rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God is my saving strength. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Body of Christ. The 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 body of Christ. Let us pray. May your healing work, O Lord, free us, we pray, from doing evil, and lead us to what is right, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Mass. You're at Relevant Radio today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.